Now, Hot 100 FM brings you into the loop on the latest hookups, breakups, drama, and shakeups from the only city that acts as the nation's living and breathing soap opera. Here's Brock in the Morning with Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's and Twin.
The Harvey Weinstein trial is coming to a close. Closing arguments from the defense were heard yesterday, and during them, Weinstein's lawyer Donna Rotunno attempted to cast doubt on the credibility of the women who have testified that they were assaulted by the pig face. I call him the pig face. Is that okay? She also asked the jury to make the unpopular decision of finding him not guilty. She said, quote, "You don't have to like Mr. Weinstein. This is not a popularity contest. We are not here to criminalize morality." She told jurors that they were the last line of defense from an overzealous media and prosecution who she said had unfairly cast Weinstein as, quote, "so unattractive and large that no woman would want to sleep with him voluntarily," which, to be fair, is likely true. He's a pig face, and I can't wait for him to spend the rest of his life behind bars. Enrique Iglesias and Anna Kournikova have welcomed their third child. Iglesias confirmed the news on Instagram yesterday with a picture of himself holding the family's newest addition, which arrived quietly 2 weeks ago. Baby was actually born January 30th, and they're just talking about it now. The third Kournikova-Iglesias baby comes about 2 years after the two welcomed their twins, Nicholas and Lucy. Last summer's live-action rendition of Aladdin is getting a sequel. On Wednesday, Variety reported that Disney is developing a follow-up to the film with writers John Gattens and Andrea Berloff. Sources say the movie is in early development, but after spending the last 6 months figuring out what direction to take the next film, producers look to have found their path. It's unknown at this time whether director Guy Ritchie will return, but producers hope to bring back stars Will Smith, Maynard Massoud, and Naomi Scott, but offers won't be extended to the cast until the script is ready. The film will be a theatrical release, not a Disney Plus title. The original animated movie had two straight-to-video sequels, but sources say this new take is completely original and not based on those ideas. And an Atlanta prosecutor will examine singer James Brown's death after meeting Wednesday with a woman who said she has evidence that Brown was murdered. Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard Jr. told CNN his investigators would conduct interviews and weigh potential evidence before deciding whether to launch a full-scale death investigation. When Brown died in 2006, his death certificate blamed a heart attack and fluid in the lungs. But Marvin Crawford, the doctor who signed that certificate, said in a 2017 interview that he'd always wondered what brought on those events and whether Brown's sudden death had been caused by a toxic substance. Suspicions surrounding Brown's death have hovered for years. D.A. Howard is the first official to take another look. That's Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's, across the street from Will's Toyota on Shoshone Street and Twin, here on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.
Hollywood Headlines, weekday mornings at 35 minutes after the hour, from 6 until 10. Brought to you by Brady's on Hot 100 FM.